This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. AstraZeneca says its COVID-19 vaccine was 70% effective in pivotal trials and could be up to 90% effective, giving the world's fight against the global pandemic a third new weapon that can be cheaper to make, easier to distribute, and faster to scale up than rivals. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports Londoners are welcoming the news.
There was relief on the streets of London.
I think it's marvellous, you know.
As residents reacted to the news that Britain is on track to make COVID-19 vaccines widely available by next spring. It comes after the shot developed by Oxford University and AstraZeneca was found to be up to 90% effective in trials. The encouraging late-stage trial results were the third published among the seven vaccine candidates Britain has ordered, following on from Pfizer, BioNTech and Moderna. Britain has secured 100 million doses of the AstraZeneca shot, 40 million of the Pfizer vaccine, and 5 million of Moderna's candidate.
That is Reuters' Emma McCarthy. Germany's health minister is stressing the importance of dealing with multiple vaccine developers amid prospects that the country's first coronavirus vaccinations could happen as early as December. Charles de Ledesma reports.
The company will produce its vaccine using mRNA technology at Wacker's site in Amsterdam in the first half of 2021. The plans for 100 million doses of the CureVac shot per year, with the potential for expansion. The company says the vaccine can be stored at regular refrigerated temperatures for up to 3 months, and even unrefrigerated at regular room temperatures for a period of 24 hours. CureVac isn't as far along in its trials as others, however,